Hello, Saturday Nation. What is up? It's Sam Crowley, your humble host of the number one motivational show on the universe. On the universe. I almost said on the planet. Got caught kind of in between. Is it in the universe? We're going to say on the universe, man. Hey, it's great to have you. Would you mind, if you have yet to do so, would you please go and rate the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes and subscribe? That would mean a lot to not only myself, but others who follow all around the world, as it makes this show be more noticeable on iTunes and help people. Look, it's what we're all about, right? Serving. So, can you help? Would you like to help? All you got to do is click, rate the show in iTunes, leave a nice little review, and that's all you got to do, man. And then, of course, absorb. Just absorb the content. Hey, how's your thing? How's your thing? That's what people are going to ask you when you go for your dream. Why? Eh, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Sammy Boy's got some insight for you on this one because it's funny, man. It's really funny. When you do something different, when you go for your dream and you swim upstream, it becomes a thing. It's like a thing, you know? Hey, I'm going to go be a speaker. I don't get that. I don't even know what that means. You mean you're like the motivational guy that's going to be on the infomercials? Do you sell CDs? Not really. I'm going to go build out a website. I'm going to go do a social media agency. I don't get it. Well, of course you don't get it because you're dead. You're dead at the age of 25. We're just waiting 50 years to bury you. You're the corporate slave. They call it corporate America because everybody's a corpse. So I get that you don't get it. So rather than try to find out what I do, and this is going to happen to you, it probably already has, if you've even tried remotely to do anything different against the grain, what everybody else is teaching and trying to get you to do, hey, you got to go to college. You got to go to college after high school, and you got to, you know, student loans, you know, what you got to do. You got to go into general studies to begin for the first 2 years because you really don't know. You got to go find yourself. Hey, it's only 100 grand to find myself. I did it for free. Here I am. I'm in Loveland, Ohio. Found it. Saved 100 grand. You got to spend 100 grand on student loans. You know, go get a degree that you're never going to use outside of engineering, accounting, medical, law, specialty things like that. Other than that, you're going to be like all the 780,000 cashiers, waiters and waitresses, and parking lot attendants. The most educated parking lot attendants in the world are the ones with the four-year degreers making $9 an hour doing work they could have done with a GED out of high school. Hell, they could have done it with no high school degree. So when you start doing things differently, just it could start as early as the age of 17, 18 years old. Yeah, I'm not going to college. What's wrong? I don't even know what. Mm-hmm. See that? It's happening. It's happening with my kid, 4-0 student. Girls ask her at the lunch table, hey, Malin, where are you going? I don't know if I'm going yet. Okay. Because she's got a dad that's a maverick, man. Now, she's not like me. She's actually pretty level-headed. So she might end up going to college, but at least she's thinking about something different than following the lemmings off of the cliff, going 100 grand in debt to go get a major just to get prepared to get a job that probably won't even be there by the time she graduates. Imagine the other scenario. You leave high school at the age of 18. You go into a specialty, a trade. Hell, you could be hanging clothes at Kohl's, for crying out loud. At the age of 18, by the age of 22, you could be a supervisor. And by the time your friends get out of college, 100, 150 grand in debt, you're making more than them with absolutely no debt. But it's counterintuitive. So to have that argument sometimes with people like, oh, yeah, well, you know, there's no substitute with a college. Hey, we're not in the industrial age anymore. Okay, you get that, right? Like you could literally, you don't even need a storefront anymore to be in business. You just you don't even need a shingle hanging outside of your door. But if it makes you feel better, go to Walmart and get one and put down, you know, the name of your business. And here you go. I'm in business. It's amazing. The barrier to entry is so low. So when you go to do something a little bit different, people are going to call it a thing because they don't get it. Hey, I'm going to launch a site called Every Day is Saturday. I'm going to be a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, changing lives all around the world, an international motivational speaker. Crickets. It's crickets. Just, if I wish I had cricket. I wish I had sound effects, man. I'd be playing freaking crickets, right? Because that's all it was. So now, and it just happened to me. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I don't even know. It's like a Stephen Wright joke. About 3 years ago. No, it was yesterday. It happened. I saw somebody that I used to be in the rat race with, and I don't remember. It doesn't even matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm getting caught up in stuff that doesn't matter. Anyway, let's call him Joe, you know? And so I walk in. I think it was at Meijer or Kroger or something like that, one of those stores. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Oh, I know. I remember now. This is awesome. And he looked like a kitty in a lightning storm, man. Like the last person he wanted to see in his life, let alone that day, was yours truly, Sam Crowley, international motivational speaker. Last person he ever wanted to see. And I just give him the old handshake, grab the forearm. If you really want to make an impact with someone, do the handshake, grab the forearm. Shake with the right hand, reach around with the left hand on the forearm, give it a little light squeeze, and make eye contact. Freaks the crap out of people, man. Freaks them out. Now, somebody that you really care about, they're going to do the same. It's a really a great way of connecting with people emotionally right away, is to shake the hand, grab the forearm, look them in the eye. But it threatens a lot of people as well, because they're like, dude, personal space, you're creeping me out. And I knew Joe would totally be freaked out by that move, you know, the Sammy boy forearm touch. And I'm like, hey, man, how's the job going? Because I know what he does. He's doing what he did 20 years ago. He's like, good, good, man. Yeah, yeah, travel a little bit. Yeah, get the boss on me. Yeah, about that, you know. Working too much. How about you? Wait for it. Here it comes. You ready? Hey, how about you, man? How's that thing you're doing? He couldn't even say it. He knows what I do for a living. He knows I'm the number one motivational speaker on the planet with 2 million downloads of the podcast every single year. 3 million for crying out loud. I don't even know the number. I don't even know how my thing works. And he knows exactly what I do. He knows how long I've been doing it. He's stalking me all over the internet. He knows more about me than I know about me, and he still calls it the thing. The thing. How's your thing? So I replied like I do to everybody that calls it that. I said, I'm doing great, man. My thing's doing great. How's your thing? And he looks like, good, man, good. So, no, really, I mean, you still doing that? And he wouldn't let it go because it's killing him. He needs to know. He wants to know. He finally got a chance to find out, man. This is his big opportunity. I got to find out what Sam Crowley's finally doing. But he can't. And that's going to it's gonna be the same with you. And maybe this has already happened. Like I said, it's probably already happened to you, where you've gone for your dream. It was something a little bit different than everybody. I'll give a shout out. I don't know if Portia Dorsey's listening to this. Portia Dorsey is a hip-hop, Christian hip-hop rapper, okay? Christian rapper. A hip-hop rapper? Maybe that's redundant. Anyway, Portia joined our Momentum Club, and she was at my live event in Atlanta. And she, last year in like the summertime, last summer, she sent me a testimonial video. I put it on my Instagram. You can check it out. Every day is Saturday. And she sent a testimonial video over that last year, and during the summer, she had nothing. I mean, no presence at all online, and no real momentum going. And then plugged into this, the podcast, got going. Understand, you don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. And started doing her thing, man. Now she's got some amazing content on SoundCloud. And when you Google her, now she owns the first three pages of Google with all of her content. Last summer, just 9 months ago, you couldn't find it with a search warrant online. That's the power of momentum. But I promise you, Portia's getting people like, hey, how's your thing, man? How's that thing you went and left the regular rat race to go do, man? How's that thing you left Averageville to go do? How's that thing? You're going to get it too. Whenever you dare to do something different, man, it's coming out. How's your thing? Those three words, people, because they don't even want to take the time out of respect to find out what it is that you do. Now, I've had a couple of people, or they're intimidated. That's the other thing. They don't care. They don't want to find out. They're intimidated that you actually went for your dream and they didn't. So they can't even bring it. It's like, I can't talk about what you do because then it makes me feel bad about staying behind in Averageville, man. You're over here living in Champion Estates and I'm sitting here in Averageville still talking the same way, doing the same thing. Oh, everything, nothing's changed, man. You understand? If nothing changes, nothing changes. So I can't ask you other than just how's your thing. I've had a couple people, though, a couple people that can take it to the next level. Like, they don't just stop. They do a little bit. They got a little bit of a self-confidence thing. They're a little bit more sure of themselves, and they say, hey, you still doing that speaker thing? Speaker thing! Yeah, we got the word speaker mixed in there. That's beautiful, man. I could tell you're a little bit, you play on a little bit of a higher level. You play on a little bit of a higher level that you feel good about yourself to actually throw in just one word, change it up a little bit. Now it's four words, not three. How's your speaker thing? Say, man, it's going good. It's going good. I never give a lot of information, not nothing, because they don't care enough to find out what I do. Why would I care enough to tell them? Because they don't care. They just want, hey, just saying. Now, when you talk to people about a job and they're talking to somebody, if I got a job and you got a job and I'm talking about, hey, man, how's everything going at Walmart? Hey, man, how's everything at Kroger doing? How's that thing going? You're still over produce, right? Yeah, man. Hey, how's that thing at Dunkin' Donuts, man? You still managing that? You still working there? Yeah, see, it's all job to job. There's no threat at all because we're all there. And when you deal with the dreamers, the doers, and the entrepreneurs, and you go to events and they talk to you, they all get it too, man. They ain't threatened by anything. I walk into a room, it's always the same response. Hey, it's the Everyday Saturday guy. Woohoo! There he is. They're not threatened by it. They know. They mention the brand. Every day is Saturday. Hey, it's the Everyday Saturday guy. Sammy boy, how's it going? It's always the same, man. Hey, there's the podcaster. There's the speaker. What's up, Mr. Saturday? That's the kind of response I get when I'm around people who don't play small in life. And that's the kind of response you're going to get from people who don't play small in life. Nobody, and I mean nobody, at a live event, entrepreneurial meeting, setup, anything like that, ever feels threatened by me. Why would they? There's no reason to feel threatened. I don't compete with them. We're all supporting each other. We're all helping each other. We're all lifting each other up. You got anybody lifting you up? You got anybody lifting you up? Or does everybody feel threatened by you? Do you feel almost bad when you share what you do because you're so excited about it? Does it look like you ate a banana sideways? You're smiling nonstop. I almost feel bad. People I used to know, sitting on the same bar stool in the same town that I left 20 years ago, I go back. I can't even share what I do. Yeah, I just got back from Australia, man. I can't tell them that. Why would I tell them I just got back from Australia or London or any place, Toronto, speaking on a stage in front of thousands? I can't say that. Why? It makes me look like I'm playing big time, man. I'm big time in you. I can't do that. So instead, hey, Sammy boy, where you been? You living out in Ohio now? Is that where you, raising the kids out in Ohio. You know, same old, same old. Me, Mr. Anti. Same old, sharing the message of, you know, same old, same old. Why? Because I don't want to get into it. Well, what do you think's going to happen? I walk into a place I haven't seen somebody in 20 years, and they're still doing the same thing they were doing, and they say, hey, what are you doing? You know, traveling the world, man, launched EverydaySaturday.com. Over 15 million downloads of the show. It's blowing up in over 100 countries. Spoke in 6 continents. It's amazing, dude. I captured lightning in a bottle. I went for my dream, and I got it. Check, please. Get out of here. Tell me that stuff. People are offended when you're excited. Get used to it all. I'm telling you because I love you, man. And you probably, like I said, you experience this as well. If not, you're going to. And it ain't your fault that somebody else played small. It ain't your fault somebody else settled in life. You understand that? It's not your fault. Don't talk down, man. Lift yourself up. Hang around people who inspire you, that motivate you, that empower you to go even further. Like they really do care about you. Those are the ones that want you to succeed. Hang around them. All right? No more of this. Hey, how's your thing? Okay? I'm loving life, man. Thanks for all the love on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all over, man. I see them. I see the tweets. I see the posts. I see all the love. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. It's why I do the show. It's why I do the show. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.